pray for us tonight. We appreciate the privilege of being here. Do pray for these that we didn't mention, all those that were mentioned tonight. Pray for every one of them. We do need to pray for police officers here and abroad also, and remember them in our prayers. Very familiar psalms we're preaching from tonight, what the Lord's laid upon our heart. As a matter of fact, we preached at Connor Heights Sunday morning, Sunday night, and out of the book of Psalms, and then we preached out of the book of Psalms, both services, and so I've been clinging to the book of Psalms a lot here lately, I guess you could say, and it's a great book. Amen. And got a lot of good scripture in it, and Psalms 100 takes a back seat to none of it, and I appreciate Psalms 100, some verses I've been kind of gleaning on here in the last few days. But in the book of Psalms 100, we'll read the entire chapter. It's only five verses, so it won't take that long. But you pray for us tonight that God be our helper. In Psalm 100, verse 1, the Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May God richly add his blessings to the reading of the Word of God. Now, how many noticed tonight something I left out of Psalm 100? How many caught that? Huh? Do what?
We are his people.
I guess you know the title to the message tonight then, don't you? I want to look at that thought tonight. I thought about that. And on the way here, the Lord laid something else on my heart. If you'll notice in Psalm 100, right before that phrase, right in the middle of this verse, Psalm 100, God plants four words in here. And those words are, "We are his people." You've got 40 words before these four words start. You've got 42 words after these four words finish up. So there's about 86 words. You don't know how I know that, because I counted them. I counted them more than once, to be honest about it, and to make sure that there was that many. And so what I want to preach on tonight is this. In the midst of it all, we are his people. In the midst of it all, we are his people. You might say, "What? In the midst of all of what?" Well, look at what's going on. Look what's been going on the last little while. In the midst of it all, we are still his people. Now, the Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." I believe we're living in perilous times now. I believe we're living in some perilous times, rioting going on and all the things that are taking places, and the COVID-19 that's taking place, and all the different things that are happening, cancer raging, and all the different things that are taking place in this world and in this day and time, and in the midst of the church, in the midst of the house of God. I mean, I'm glad that in the midst of it all, we are his people. No matter what happens, no matter what takes place, God's going to take care of his people. And I'm glad we're in the midst of it all. We are his people. Now look at some things tonight concerning the type of people that we are. The type of people that God would have us to be. I'll be, first of all, the Bible tells us that we're to be a peculiar people. We are a peculiar people. Now, if you're wondering what that word peculiar means, it means exactly what it says. It's peculiar. It simply means odd. But it also don't only mean odd, it means strange. That means we're a strange people. We're an odd people. I mean, you can ask people used to ask me when I worked at Briggs and different places I've worked, and people might ask me, say, "Well, what are you doing tonight?" And I say, "Well, I'm going to church." They say, "On a Monday?" It might be a Monday night when they asked me that, Brother Jim. And I'd say, well, I'm going to church. They said, on a Monday? You see, the world thinks church only happens on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. And the sad thing about that is a lot of God's people only thinks it only happens on Sunday morning. Well, I got a few amens there. Amen. But it only happens on Sunday morning. It happens on Sunday night and Wednesday night and Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night sometimes. But we need to realize here that we are a peculiar people. God has chosen us to be a peculiar people. And that word peculiar does mean odd. It does mean strange. But why are we odd? Why are we strange tonight? Simply because we are the people of God, and we don't do things the way everybody else does. We don't look at things the way everybody else looks at things. And we're looked at as an odd people. We're looked at as a strange individual. We're looked at being odd and strange because we don't want to have the things of the world, you see. We don't like the things of the world. I mean, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Jesus Christ told disciples that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're a peculiar people. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. Heaven is our home we're going to go to one day after a while. Jesus Christ said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I'm glad we've got a place that we're going to go to one day after a while, that we won't be odd anymore. We won't be peculiar anymore. We won't be strange anymore to everybody that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yes, sirree. I'm glad, number one, tonight, we're peculiar people. Mm-hmm. In the midst of it all, we are His people. We're peculiar. We're odd. We don't think like the world thinks. Oh, we shouldn't think like the world thinks. We shouldn't act like the world acts. We shouldn't want to be like the world. We shouldn't want the things that the world wants. David said it like this in Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It doesn't mean that we wouldn't have a need. It just simply means that we wouldn't want the things of the world, because we have the things of God. God can give us those things. So number one tonight, what kind of people are we? In the midst of it all, we are His people. Number one, we're peculiar people. But let's look at something else. Let's look over in the book of Psalms chapter 95. Psalms chapter number 95. And the Bible says this. I'm going to read it here. Verse number one says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Look at verse number 7. That's what I really wanted to get to. Verse number 7 says, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. What did He say in Psalms 100? We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Look at verse 9. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. So number two tonight, not only are we peculiar people, but we should be a proven people. A proven people. What does that mean? A proven people. We should prove to God that we love Him. Amen. We should prove to God that we want to work for Him. Not only should we prove to God those things, we should prove to ourselves this. And not only to ourselves and to God, we need to prove to the world that we are who we say we are. Amen. We don't need to be a hypocrite about it. We don't need to compromise about it. We just need to stand on our own two feet and stand for God and take a stand. Every time you turn around, somebody's making a statement and then apologizing about the statement that they made. Oh, well, it was taken out of context. There's some things you can't simply take out of context. They mean exactly what you said, and you meant it when you said it. And then all of a sudden, they get a little pressure against them, and they say, well, I didn't mean it quite like that. Huh? Yes, sirree. And that's the way of the world. That's how the world is. But we that are the people of God, when we make a statement for God, we need to stand on the statements. We need to prove ourselves to be the children of God. We need to prove ourselves to be the man of God and to be the people of God that God would have us to be. Huh? When we make statements, let's stand on them, especially if it's from the Word of God. Don't back up. Don't back up no matter who comes against you. No matter what happens, take a stand for God and live for God and stand for God and let the people know that no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, you're going to prove God to be true. Yes, sirree. We're a peculiar people. But number two, we're a proven people. He said, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. How many of us have seen the work of God? How many of us seen God work in people's lives and people's hearts? Remember when God began to do a work in your heart and a work in your life to bring you to salvation? Those handfuls of purpose that were passed out there. Huh? Those handfuls of purpose that brought you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now they're not. Now they turn from handfuls of purpose to handfuls on purpose. Yes, sirree. From handfuls of purpose to bring you to Christ, to handfuls of purpose after you've been brought to Christ. I'm thankful for the handfuls of purpose that brought me to Christ, but I'm also thankful for the handfuls on purpose since I have become the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? When your fathers tempted me, proved me, saw my word, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, is a people that do err in their heart and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. I rest for the people of God. There's a rest that we'll enter into one day after a while. But I'm glad there's a rest for the people of God in this walk of life. Oh, Brother Tim, there's too much going on. There's too many things happening. This is happening. That's happening. I mean, death everywhere. And everywhere you look, things are taking place. And so much against me. And so much I'm going through. And so on and so forth. We're all going through the same things. We're all going through it together. And we need to realize that. We're not alone. We're not alone. So I say here tonight, in the midst of it all, we are His people. We're a peculiar people. We're a proven people. We need to prove to the world that we are who we say we are.
Amen.
Have you ever had this thrown in your face? Well, you're supposed to be a Christian. I'm sure we've all had it. I've had it thrown in my face. Well, you're supposed to be a preacher. You know what I tell them when they tell me that? I say, I'm not supposed to be, I am. Yes, I am. I'm called of God. I know what I went through. I know what I went through to be called of God to preach. I wrestled with it for 2 years. Laid out in front of a well house at 3 o'clock in the morning one night. Dew all around. Me and another young preacher. Laid out there agonizing, begging God, talking to God, having fellowship with God. Yes, sirree. Know what I went through, not just that time, but other times that God was dealing with me about preaching. I wasn't running from it, I just wanted to be sure. Because that's a great call, and that's a great challenge. From God to stand behind the sacred desk. I back during that time when I was wrestling with the call to preach, I'd seen some that stood up and said God called them to preach, and a month later they weren't preaching no more. Said they made a mistake. Brother Jim, I didn't want to make that same mistake. Because a lot of them, once they did that, they got out of church completely. I didn't want that to happen to me. I wanted to be sure. I wanted to be sure. But you see, tonight we're a peculiar people. We're a proven people. There's something else we are. We're a precious people to God. We're a precious people to God. The Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of His saints. Yes, sirree. We're a precious people. We are precious. And the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, I believe, the Bible talks about Him being precious to us. Yes, sirree. He is precious to us, to them who believe. He is precious. And we're precious to Him. The Bible says we're the apple of His eye. We're precious to Him. Whether we live, whether we die, we're precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we pass on, we're just going to go home to be with Him. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Willing, rather, therefore, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart. But it'd be far better for you if I stay behind, he said. But he was in a strait betwixt two. He had a desire to depart. He wanted to go home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sirree. He sure did. I don't know about you, but as time goes on, I'm kind of getting that feeling myself. I'm kind of getting that feeling. I'm kind of longing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe some things are taking place and some things are happening. There's some rumblings going on. There's some rumblings going on. I don't believe it can be much longer before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see we're a peculiar people. We're a proven people. But thank God, in the eyes of God, we're a precious people. We're precious to Him. Look at in the Bible, the people of God who God stood up for. God stood up for Daniel in the lion's den. Caused the deep sleep to fall upon the lions. And my pastor, Brother Trammell, used to put it like this. He said, well, Daniel just pulled one of those lions up there and used one of them as a pillow and the other as a footrest. Then that next morning, that king come out there. That king had prayed all night, fasted and prayed all night, and come out there. He said, is it well with you, Daniel? And Daniel said, O king, live forever. You know what happened? God had allowed Daniel to continue living. Why? Because Daniel was precious. Daniel was precious to Him. We're precious to Him. I'm glad tonight that we are not only peculiar people, not only a proven people, but I'm glad we're a precious people. But notice what else the Bible says. The Bible says, come before His presence. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Come into His presence. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Not only are we a peculiar people, not only are we a proven people and a precious people, but we ought to be a present people. We ought to be present when we need to be present. We ought to be available when God needs us to be available. Like Brother Scott a while ago asked, anybody had a song on their heart? We all ought to have a song on our heart. We may not sing it all the time, but we all ought to have a song on our heart. Every one of us ought to have a song on our heart. So when somebody does ask, I was in the service Sunday morning at Connor House Baptist Church. And before it was even asked for anybody to sing, a lady stood up and just started singing. I liked it. I like it when it happens like that. Nobody being asked for anything. Some people come through the doors of singing. Nobody asked them to sing. They just came through the doors of singing. I've seen people come through the doors praising God. Didn't wait till the service started. They just started it themselves. Yes, sirree. If we get along with God and get God on us, and like we need to many times, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord, as the Bible says here. We could come before His presence with singing. We could serve the Lord with gladness. We could come before His presence with singing. That's what we need to do. We need to come in the house of God singing the songs of Zion. It's what David did on the way to the house of God many a time. How do you know that, preacher? Read Psalms 122. What is a psalm? It's a song. It's a poem. It's a song. These are songs that David sang. These are songs that David wrote. Yes, sirree. David sang these songs on the way to the house of God. Yes, sirree. We ought to go to the house of God. We ought to have a song on our heart at all times. May not be meant to sing at that particular time, but at least we've got a song on our heart. Make a joyful noise. That included me. But Scott, that included me. Make a joyful noise. He didn't say make a beautiful sound. He didn't say sing pretty. He said make a joyful noise. Huh? Why would we need to make a noise? Because a noise can be heard. Make a noise that will be heard. That's what God wants us to do. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. God wants us to be a present people. We need to be present when God needs us to be present. When your pastor comes to you and says, "Brother James, I need you to do this." You know what Brother James needs to do? He needs to be present. Don't say, "Well, preacher, I can't do that. Preacher, I don't have the time to do that." We need to make time. We need to make a way, to be able to do those things. Yes, sir. We need to be present. We're a present people, and we're in His presence. And being a present people, we can be in His presence. Thank God for that. And being in His presence means that we can be present. Yes, sir. Hope you understand what I'm trying to get to tonight. In the midst of it all, in the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of what's going to happen down the road, well, in the midst of what's already happened, what's happening, and what's going to happen, we don't know what's going to happen the rest of this year. But in the midst of it all, we need to realize we are His people. We're a peculiar people. We're a proven people. We're a precious people. We need to be a present people. Not only that, we're people of promise. We're a people of promise. We need to realize there is the promises of God that we have. Look at all the promises that we have in the Word of God. All kinds of promises that we have in the Word of God. He said, "I will come again." That's a promise that we have in the Word of God, that He is coming back one day after a while. Hebrews 13:5, He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That's a promise that we have in the Word of God. Philippians 4:19, He said, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." That's a promise that we have from God. In the New Testament, He says this. He said, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." That's a promise that we have from God. And that's just a few of the promises that we have. I'm glad we're a promised people. We're promised a land one day after a while. We're promised heaven. We're promised a home. And we'll receive that home one day after a while. Then the fact that we are promised people, we have the promises to live. We have the promises to glean on. We have the promises that we can acknowledge. We have the promises. Yes, sir. The promises that God has given to us. If we'll just serve Him with gladness, we can come before His presence with singing. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." A lot of people don't recognize God as God. Oprah Winfrey said it like this. She said, "Jesus Christ is a way to heaven." Jesus Christ is not a way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way to heaven. That's what Jesus Christ Himself said in John 14, verse 6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is not a way. Jesus Christ is the way. And He's the only way. "All that cometh to me, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And those that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." The only way to get to the Father is through the door. And the door is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to get to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way to get to Jesus Christ is through God. It works both ways. But as we see here tonight, I'm glad that we are a promised people. We have the promises of God that we can hold on to. We have the promises of God that we can, you know, if we'll just entertain those promises that God has given to us, if we'll just hold on to those promises and believe those promises to be self-evident, to be truthful. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." That's a promise. Those are promises, Old Testament promises, New Testament promises. We have promises throughout the Word of God. All we have to do is claim those promises and stand upon those promises. We're a promised people. In the midst of it all, we do have the promises of God. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Mm. Yes, sir. Not only that, but we're a people of power. My wife used to sing a song talking about the church. I think the title to the song was, We Have the Power. It's an old song. We have the power through the blood of Jesus Christ. We do have the power of God upon us as an individual. We do have the power of God upon us as a believer. We have the power of God upon us as a church. We have the power. The church of the living God has the power. The body of Christ has the power. What power do we have? We have the power of God. We have the power of the Son. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. We have the power. Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. There's a power that worketh in us. Paul said it like this to the church at Corinth. Paul said it like this. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What treasure is that? That treasure within us is the Holy Spirit of God. We have the Holy Spirit of God within us. And because we have the Holy Spirit of God within us, we have the power. We are His people, and in the midst of it all, we are His people, and we have the power of God upon us and within us. Jesus Christ said, it's expedient for you that I go away, for I go not away, the Comforter will not come. He said, when I'm gone, He said, I will send you another Comforter that shall be with you and in you. We have the Holy Spirit around us, and thank God we have the Holy Spirit of God within us. He's there to protect us. He's there. We're a protected people. Not only are we a people of power, but we're a protected people. We're protected by the promises of God. We're protected by the power of God. We're protected by all these things that I've already told you tonight. We're protected by the presence of God. Yes, sir. I'm thankful for the presence of God. Thankful for the power of God, the promises of God. Thankful that we're a proven people. We're a precious people. We're precious in the eyes of God. We're protected. We have the power tonight. We have the power. We have the power. We have the power to sing the songs of Zion. We have the power to preach the Word of God. We have the power to stand on our own two feet and stand for the cause of Christ because we do have the power of God. We can stand with many, or we can stand with few, or we can stand as an individual. Yes, sir. We don't need to say, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'll show preview two people in the Bible that tried to, Moses tried the same thing. Guess what happened? Didn't work. Jeremiah come along some thousands of years later and tried it too. And guess what? Didn't work with him either. It ain't going to work with us. We can say we can't all we want to. Dr. Jack Hall said it like this. He said, I took that word, I think it was the word quit, but we need to take the word can't out of our dictionary too. Take the word quit, take the word can't out of our dictionaries. If you put the two together, you're all right. We can't quit. We simply can't quit. God didn't quit on us. And we don't need to quit on God. Because in the midst of it all, but Scott, you come with a verse of meditation, please, tonight. In the midst of it all, we need to realize that we are still His people. No matter what happens, no matter what takes place, no matter who comes against us or what comes against us, we are His people. And God will take care of His people. Even though the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, out of the will of God, He still took care of them. Amen. and He will take care of us. When we're out there wandering, not knowing which direction to go, just like the children of Israel. The children of Israel wandered 40 years to get to a place that was right in sight. They were all around it, Brother Scott. Heard the old story? The closest distance between two points is a straight line. Well, that's all they had. That's all they needed. They just needed to go that straight line, and they would have been there. But they wandered around it for 40 years. Disarray. Wandered around it for 40 years, and it was right in plain sight. Disarray. So we need to realize, let's just keep our eyes on Him. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's get back to looking to Jesus. Let's get back to realizing that we are His people. And no matter in the midst of it all, no matter what takes place, no matter what happens, we are His people. Amen. Sing tonight, Brother Scott.